Good habits formed at youth make all the difference. Aristotle.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, revolutionaries. Samantha Wright here from RevolutionOils.com. And today's episode, we're going to be diving in headfirst to the female endocrine system. We're going to talk about hormone regulation, and we're going to talk about three specific teenage daughters who have been taught how to use essential oils to create a happier, less emotionally charged home. We're talking to my fellow teammate, Brooke Brown, who is the mother of three teenage daughters, and she's got a lot of great information to share with you guys tonight. As always, thanks so much for being here and enjoy this episode of The Essential Oil Revolution. Okay, revolutionaries, I'm so excited for today's show. Today, I'm here with Brooke Brown. Brooke is the mother of four children spanning from 17 to 10 years old and is affectionately called Brookie Mama by her kids as well as many other kids. She is in the thick of teenage parenting at this moment with two teenage daughters, which is three. Mainly why... Oh, three teenage
three.
Daughters.
Yes, officially this summer.
Okay, which is mainly why I wanted to have her on the show. So, Brooke, tell us what you'll be sharing with us today.
I am going to be sharing about the female endocrine system today.
Ooh, sounds elusive and mysterious.
It does.
So can you explain to us exactly what is the endocrine system?
It is a collection of glands that produce hormones that regulate your metabolism, your growth and development, tissue function, sexual function, reproduction, sleep, mood, among some other things.
Sounds important. Just a little
bit.
Just a little. So, now, how did you become so passionate about the endocrine system or about this topic?
Well, first, I'm female, so that made it, I was interested in it for that reason. And second, I have three teenage daughters. And so when I would say that, people were like, oh, bless your heart. And so I wanted it to, instead of that sympathy, I wanted to be excited about the fact that I have three teenage daughters and we can all function normally, and our endocrine system can be supported by different products and oils that instead of it being, oh my gosh, we have raging teenage years going on in my house.
I love that. That's a beautiful goal. What products do you use that help support the endocrine system for your three teenage daughters?
Well, some of the products we use, Dragon Time by far has been our most favorite so far. When I first got into essential oils, I got my starter kit and I got my product guide, and Dragon Time was one of the first ones I looked at, and I was like, oh, wow, honey, listen to this. And I started reading the description to my husband, and he's like, can we buy it in a 5-gallon bucket?
So can you actually read what it says?
Yes.
About the description?
Yes. Dragon Time is a blend of calming and soothing essential oils, including clary sage, which contain natural phytoestrogens, the perfect choice for women's emotions during special times and needs. Its balancing properties make it a perfect choice for supporting normal, healthy emotions during the female monthly cycle. Dragon Time is recommended for young and mature women. And it has clary sage, fennel, lavender, marjoram, yarrow, and jasmine in it. So it smells really good too.
Now, clary sage I know is one that pregnant women need to be a little bit cautious of, or at least check with your care provider if you are pregnant before using Dragon Time. But besides the pregnant population out there, you said it's good for youth and older women. Is
yes.
there anyone you can think of out there that could not benefit from some Dragon Time?
Maybe a dog or your pets. I diffuse it at night sometimes. And it honestly helps with my husband and my son. Everybody smells something a little bit different depending on what their mood is. So that's pretty interesting. When I am a little bit on the grumpier side, I tend to smell the fennel and the marjoram more than anything else. But when I'm really kind of calm and a little serene and I decide to diffuse it, I smell the jasmine more and some of the lavender. So it's interesting just how the different oil smells will come out depending on where your mood is and where you are in the in your monthly cycle.
Wow, that is really fascinating. So tell everyone, how exactly do you use the dragon time? You know, where do you put it? When do you diffuse it? That kind of stuff.
Where do I put it? I put it everywhere. I have my 13-year-old who it works wonderfully for. She gets really grumpy and I go to your room, put your dragon time on, and she will go in there. She has a little roller ball made of it, and we put fractionated coconut oil and probably about 7 to 10 drops, I can't remember exactly, in the rollerball, and she puts it on her inner wrist, on her feet, across the tops of her feet where your sandal strap would be, behind the ears, behind the neck, sort of. If you go to where the base of your spine meets your skull, there and where the hairline is, that's why I've started rubbing it there. And I really, really find that it's very helpful there because there is a gland there. So I feel like, hey, I'm just putting it right on the gland. So Dragon Time has been really helpful in our cramps. I used to have some really intense cramps that would last for about 2 to 3 days. And with the Dragon Time, I've noticed that they've decreased a lot. Last week I was down for about 4 hours, which was a dramatic change from the normal 3 days. So I'm really excited about that. That helps.
For real. Yeah. Who's got time to be down for 3 days with cramps? I mean, really. Yeah. So that's awesome. That is just simply amazing. And I love the fact that you have a rollerball made for each of your daughters. So yes, they have their own Dragon Time.
They do. They carry it around. They carry it in their backpack or their purse, depending on what they have on them. But that's what they carry with them, along with some other oils. But that's one of those they all made sure that they definitely had Dragon Time.
So besides the Dragon Time, are there some other products that you use to support your endocrine system?
We have used Ningxia Red, and that is the superfruit juice that Young Living makes, and it's exclusive to Young Living.
Yeah, we're going to do like a whole episode on Ningxia Red. It is thebomb.com. Oh my gosh, I love yes. Ningxia Red. My son, every morning, he like runs out of his room and says, can I have my ninja juice?
Yeah, I like that it supports the entire system, not just the endocrine system. So that's a double whammy for me, because if it just goes in, it makes everybody nicer.
Yeah. How often or how many ounces a day do you all drink?
We all drink 1 ounce. You know, everybody eats breakfast, everybody's got their backpacks on, take your ninja juice shot, and then go brush your teeth.
Very cool. Yeah. And for folks, we'll definitely have a whole episode on Ningxia Red coming up for everyone to learn more about that amazing drink. But I never really thought about Ningxia Red for supporting the endocrine system, but you're so right. It really supports every system in the body. So, you know, it makes sense, of course. Now, I wanted to ask you about your daughters and, you know, what they think of the oils. I mean, from the stories you've been telling me, it seems like they really love them. And it kind of brings up this, I don't know, this feeling of, wow, like, how cool is it that you're empowering your teenage daughters to think about their bodies in this way? What do you say about that?
It is. It is awesome to be able to say, here is something that I don't have to worry and watch and be in control of giving them, that when they have issues with, like my 13-year-old, she can definitely, this is her first year menstruating. So it's that the emotions from that kind of sneak up on her sometimes and sneak up on the rest of us. And then we're like, whoa, what is her problem? Oh, wait a minute. Go put your oils on. And she goes to her room. She spends about 10 minutes in there at the most. And she comes out her normal, cheerful self. And it's just like, whoa, that was 10 minutes. And she'll come out and I'm really sorry. I should have put him on sooner. I'm sorry. My 17-year-old, it is awesome to be able to see how she's learning. Okay, this is what I need Dragon Time for. Or, oh, hey, this person needs joy because the atmosphere is not so joyful or not so sweet and we need some of that. Or my 15-year-old, she really likes the smell of vetiver. And so we've put that with some other different blends like grounding and surrender. And they just it's fun to see them recognize what oils their body needs. And it's not just what I think they might need or what I guess they might need, but they get to go, hey, this smells like I need it, and I like the way I feel after putting it on. And so that's just been awesome to see them be able to take control of that and recognize and be able to go, oh, hey, I know what I can use for this. Or it's fun to hear go, oh, I have an oil for that.
That is so cool. You know, I love how you talk about, you know, your kids being able to pick up on what emotions are going on around them by being empowered to say, oh, we need joy, or, oh, I need this oil, or, you know, I think that person needs a little stress away. Mom.
Yes.
I mean, it seems like, you know, the oils have been such a good, like almost educational tool to make them more aware of their own emotions as well as other people's emotions. And even just, you know, when you told that story about your daughter going, you know, to her room when everyone says, you just need to go put on some dragon time, honey, you know? So she goes to her room, and, you know, the just that act of kind of pausing and, you know, removing yourself from that situation to go, you know, treat yourself with these oils. I mean, you're getting, you know, first of all, you're getting the plant medicine of the oils, which is so wonderful for your body, but you're also, you know, taking the time to take care of yourself and pausing and being conscious of what is going on with your body and your emotions. So, I mean, what a powerful learning tool that these oils have been for your daughters. That's really cool.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. I have been searching forever for a skincare line that would complement the benefits of essential oils, be great for sensitive skin, was research-based, and free of any toxic chemicals. See, essential oils are great for enhancing the absorption of healthy compounds, and we only want to drive the good stuff in. So I am so pleased to introduce you to OneSkin as a continued sponsor to the show. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin for 15% off using the code REVOLUTION when you check out at oneskin.co. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin. Now, if you have sensitive skin like I do, you'll be pleased to know that their scientifically proven topical supplements are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can irritate your skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe Seal of Approval. As a naturopathic doctor, I was so impressed by the fact that OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists, and OneSkin's products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. They are also the first and only skin longevity company to target cellular senescence, a key hallmark of aging. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients often found in other skincare products that we try to avoid. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code REVOLUTION at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code REVOLUTION. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Well, Brooke, you have been just absolutely amazing to have on the show today. Thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam.
I sure love that lady.
That's all for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, your host, and I'm so happy to bring you new and insightful essential oil content every Tuesday. You can follow me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright. That's SamLeeWright. You can use the hashtag Essential Oil Revolution Podcast to say hello. And you can also follow the podcast on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. This show is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution Podcast," and she'll do it. How cool is that? Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com, and all the links mentioned in today's episode should be right below wherever you are hearing this. Just scroll down to find episode notes. We also have a list of frequently asked questions on there, such as what oil brand do I recommend and why, are oils safe to take internally, info on cats and oils, and more. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.